We're doing the Tivot Shalom and Shavuot, and our topic is Uvav Hulam Bivrit Yachad. Everyone unites in one covenant. Naseh v'nishma amu k'echad. They united and said, Naseh v'nishma ufatechu v'anu Hashem echad. And then they called out and said, Hashem is one. Ha'achana l'kabalat ha'Torah ita k'mo shedarshu chazal. Preparation for receiving Torah was, as our sages explained, על הפסוק ויחנשם ישראל שנאמר בלשון יחיד. What does the verse say? They camped opposite the mountain. Our sages say it says a term ויחן, as one, בלב אחד כאיש אחד, one heart, one people. על ידי שבאו כולם בברית יחד, because they all united in one covenant, זכו שנעשה ונשמע מוק אחד. That's what led them to the point where they could say, as one people, נעשה ונשמע. והביאור בזה, so the explanation in this, ויש דרגות שאין היחיד יכול להשיג אותם על הבכוח הרבים, כשהם בלב אחד כאיש אחד. There are levels that the individual cannot attain. You can only attain them when you're part of a unified mass. וכמו הבחינה של בנים אתם לשם אלוקיכם, just like there is that level of, you are my sons, Hashem says. It doesn't say you're my single son. You, the Jewish people, are my sons. It says it in plural. When we unite, that's when we're called Hashem's sons. כך לא מצין שהקדוש ברוך הוא מתייחס לישראל בתואר אבינו, אלא בלשון רבים. Hashem is our father when we are the masses united. It's not Avi, it's Avinu, our father. When we unite, then we are Banim, and we can relate to him as Avinu. And as it says, Barechenu Avinu Kulanu Kechad. And that's what it says in the work Torah Tavot. It says in the Pasuk, Lama Yigara Shem Avinu Mitoch Mishpachto. The daughters of Tzlavchad came forward and said, our father died, he had no children, why should his name be left out? So the work Torah Tavot says like this, Ki Ha'adam Ha'ichidien Bekocho Lasig Bichinat Bin. When a person is alone, he cannot attain the level of a son. What was the highest level? Let's think of the individual who attained the highest level. What's it called? Eved Neeman Karatalo, not Ben Neeman. Okay, but not Ben. Zaha. Ki im chinat eved greid avrak haidei achdut in klalut Yisrael. Only when one unites with the masses, the klal Yisrael, nikrim hem b'shem banim, hakadosh baruch hu b'shem av. Umatzil mekol hazeh b'sefer asra ma'amachot. There was a disciple of the Arizal who was called the Rama from the city of Pano, the Ramami Pano. And he wrote a work called Asarama Amarot, 10 speeches. And in that work he writes, Shekatav binyan ator avinu avrachaman, he says, when we use the term our father, the merciful father, lo itznak ator hazeh be'etzem zulati al haklalut. You could only say that when you speak about the masses of the Jewish people. Just as Hashem says about the Jewish people, they are my first son, the masses, the people as a whole. So how did David HaMelech say, Beniata, Hashem said to me, you are my son. That's a verse in Psalms, the fourth chapter. Hashem amar alai beniata. So he says, yes, because David's job was to be a soul that connects the masses. That's because David represented the masses. It wasn't David as the individual. Hashem said to me, you, the individual, David, you're my son. No. It's you who is the king who represents the masses. We also see that the holiness of Shabbos, you want to tap into the light and the holiness of Shabbos, and Hayechid Yechol Hasig El HaBekoach HaRabim. You can only do that as part of the masses, when you're part of the greater whole. As the Pasuk says, Vayeken Moshe et kol adat b'nei Yisrael. First Moshe gathers all the people of Israel, and then he tells them, here's what Hashem commanded. You have the mitzvah of Shabbos rest on the seventh day. Vayakel, the parasha Vayakel begins with the mitzvah of Shabbos. Rabbeinu HaKadoshim Pirshu. Our sages say, why did he gather them? It says, he gathered them and told them, this is what Hashem commanded, and then he gives them the commandment of Shabbos. So the commentaries say, no. He begins by saying, this is what Hashem commanded. He's telling them this, the unification, the gathering, the fact that we all united, that's what Hashem commanded. Because if you want to attain the holiness of Shabbos, you need to do it as part of a greater whole. You stay in your pajamas in bed. You put on the greatest suit and you go out to the woods and you do his boididus. So you're talking to Ribbono Shel Olam, but it's not Shabbos. Shabbos is when you're with people, when you're in shul, when you're a part of Am Yisrael doing Shabbos. And a person can only bring that holiness down when he's connected to the masses. And they're united. And that's the same concept that we find when it comes to holiness. The Pasuk says, say to the Jewish people, Kedoshim to you, you should be holy. Masses, Rabbim. It says, V'hitkadishtem, you will be holy, and then you will be holy. Whenever you find a commandment about holiness, it said to the masses, not to the individual. Because the individual can't attain that level alone. You got to be a part of the greater whole. And only when a person says, I'm willing to forgo what I want in order to be a part of the whole, only then do you have that growth. And that's a very important rule, what he just said in passing. We often say, I want to be a part of the whole. But this shul daven's too early for me, and that shul daven's too late. This shul daven's too quickly for me, and that shul daven's too slowly. This shul, the rabbi gives too many sermons, and that shul, the rabbi doesn't give enough. In every shul, we have a reason why it's just not right.
Too slow is not bad, because it's more chabona.
Okay. Anytime you're going to have unity, it involves a certain compromise. You want to be left alone, then you don't have unity. A person on his own, he can run his own schedule. He won't be too happy, he won't be too accomplished, but if he wants to connect, then that sort of means I got to give up something from what I want. Otherwise I can't connect. I'm not a... any shul I'm going to go to, there are going to be things that are not the way I want them to be. And anytime I connect with the tzibur, that's the greatness of unity. That I see the value and I say, okay, I'm going to go for this, even though it means I'm not getting exactly what I want. And that's why the pasuk says, you will be a nation of kohanim, a holy nation. A nation. Holiness comes to the nation, to the group that unites. The individual can connect to the things that he sees in nature. But when you want to connect to something that's above nature, then that's something that's above our perception, and that's something that the individual has a hard time tapping into. It's above his own natural strengths. Our strengths allow us to perceive that which is within nature. You want to go above that? You want to connect to something holy? Well, then you need to get above that, and that's by growing beyond ourselves. And that's the reason for all the things we mentioned. Kedusha, Shabbat. What were the points he mentioned that you need unity? Being called Banim, and we'll get to Kabbalat HaTorah. And so that, it would seem that that's also part of the covenant that happened at Sinai. That it was only relevant to the people as a united people. It's not a covenant with each individual. I wrote at Dvar Torah, that we find that when Am Yisrael leaves Egypt and they're in the sea, so each individual says, Zeh Eli ve'anvehu. Notice the term, this is my God. There's an individual connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But when you come to Har Sinai, no one said, E'eseh ve'eshma. They said, Na'aseh. They spoke as a people. And you find that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, I want to be on top of the mountain. I want to be closer to you at the giving of the Torah at Sinai. And Hashem said, you go down there. You'll be with them. Even Moshe Rabbeinu had to be a part of the greater whole at the time of Matan Torah. This was a thought that I wrote down yesterday. So I'm just saying it lends itself to what he's describing here.
In order to be close to Hashem, he had to be close to the people.
Okay. And he says, if you find an exception in Avram, just like you found an exception in David that he's called Bini, so till you find Avram has a covenant, that's Avram representing the people as a greater whole. And that's the covenant only comes when we're united. And the Noam Elimelech says, every time you're about to do a mitzvah, what do Hasidim say? L'shem Yichud. How do they end the L'shem Yichud? B'shem Kol Yisrael. I'm doing this in the name of all of Israel. Because if I'm coming to do a mitzvah myself, so then I have a problem. I'm using a hand. Did I ever use this hand for something that's forbidden? I'm using a mouth. Did I ever use the mouth for something that's prohibited? So how could I use the same organs that I've used for things that are filthy and use them for the holiest thing, like a mitzvah? So the idea is that when we come to do mitzvah, we declare B'Shem Kol Yisrael. I'm connecting to that higher level of me, that level that connects to the masses, to the klal. And there, when we speak about the klal, so that's the rule that the Ran told us, that's based on a Gemara, that even though an individual can sin, the masses are never considered as the masses sinned. We say that the people of Israel retain a level of holiness. And when you can connect to that, so you're connecting to that level of holiness. And that comes back to what he began with. Ubao kulam bivrit yachad. They all united in one covenant because that was the covenant. The covenant was with them as a united people. And that's what our sages say, that Matan Torah was the day of the wedding. So the day of the wedding is the day of the connection of the covenant. So then you need the people to be there as a whole to connect. And an individual cannot connect to such a thing. So that's Ubao Kulam. They all came Bivrit Yachad when they were united. So then, as one people, they could enter the covenant. So that's the idea we just saw.